I walked into the Adams County Courthouse in Council, Idaho for my first jury trial, feeling very confident and terrified. I was about to throw up. I prepared a lot for this jury trial, but it was my first jury trial. My client, Debbie, who did authorize me to tell this story, I'm not divulging anything that's confidential. None of your secrets will be told tonight, any of the clients in the audience, and my family's safe too. But Debbie encouraged me to tell the story because it's about her and her dog named Diva. I only have 7 minutes, so a quick version. Debbie planned to send her dog across the country to be trained. This is not just any dog, Bill. This is a purebred golden retriever show dog named Diva. She's beautiful. She's amazing. This dog is incredible. So Debbie does just that. She sends the dog across the country, but the dog never comes home. That's how I get involved. So the time leading up to the jury trial is 18 months, maybe 2 years. I have prepared a lot. I've put a lot into this case. I know it well. Debbie and I have become very close. We've spent time together. We've traveled across the country to meet Diva. We've come back to Council, Idaho. Here we go. I still remember the first day of the jury trial because I wore a brown suit. I thought black would be too boring, but some other color would be too bold, so I landed on brown. It seems really weird now, but I remember it. It was tweed and brown. The first day of the jury trial is called voir dire, which is a very fancy word for pick the jury. I don't know why we don't just call it pick the jury. So first day of jury trial, the jury pool comes in. We're all there. We're all excited. The nerves are, you know, there. And I'm asking the jury really what I think are very thoughtful questions. Have you ever had a dog? Have you ever had something taken from you that you wanted back? I think Debbie's thinking, I hope this gets better. The judge kind of interrupts and says, well, let's ask some questions. Does anybody in the jury pool know any of the lawyers? And I recognize some people. I mean, I'm from McCall, but Council's a small town. It's not far away. I recognize a teacher, Mr. Beaver. Mr. Beaver raises his hand and says, well, yeah, I know Amy. I knew her as Amy Clinton. And the judge says, well, sir, would that prevent you from being able to be fair and impartial? And without missing a beat, Mr. Beaver says, well, yeah. I mean, she was an extraordinary student. And, I mean, whatever she would say, I would believe her. Well, you're excused, juror. So after the voir dire, we do opening statements, and this is kind of like really your moment to shine. I get much more than 7 minutes. I get 30 to 45 minutes. I tell the story. This story is about Debbie and her loss of her dog, and you've got to return the dog, and here's why. She owns this dog. It's hers, and I also want you to compensate her for this amount of money. So it's exciting. The jury is going on. I'm feeling better every day that goes by. Every day at lunch, which is a great time to kind of take a break, right, in any kind of job, particularly when you're kind of in this pressure cooker, I'm excited for lunch, and every day I'm going to go to Shy Simone's for lunch. It's a restaurant in Council. They serve pizza and sandwiches, and I'm telling the clerks and my client, Shy Simone's, that's where I'm going every day. Shy Simone's. And I'm just kind of, I started to even say it like, Shy Simone's. So finally on day three, one of my favorite clerks says, Amy, we have been laughing at you. It's Shy Simon's. And really, us locals call it Shy's. I never take myself too seriously. Jury trial continues. January, I forgot to mention that. January is Council's winter. I don't know if it was a big winter or a small winter, it doesn't matter, but it's January. We're commuting back and forth every day, and I'm commuting with my paralegal, Heather. We're close. We're driving from McCall to Council every day. It's great. I'm in the car. I can prepare. I can, you know, think. So midway through the jury trial, we leave the courthouse at 5:30 to drive back to McCall, and a deputy sheriff says, oh, sorry, ladies, the road's closed to McCall. You can't drive back there. And I say, well, courthouse is closed. Like, what are we going to do? And he says, it's going to be a couple hours. You know, no injuries, but the car's off the road. Go to the local bar? He tells us, you should go to the local bar. And I said, okay. And so Heather and I go to the local bar. I look a little different than everybody at the local bar. I order Coca-Cola. Heather has a beer. Round two comes. I order another Coca-Cola. And I'm frantically working. I mean, it's a pressure system. I've got my plan for tomorrow, my cross-examination. I've got all these things. An hour or two later, same deputy comes back in and says, "Road's open." And I look at him and go, like, all these people in this bar, you just get back on the road. Okay. So the trial ends. The end of trial is closing arguments. And I get to tell the jury again, you know, you heard Debbie testify. You've heard, we had expert witnesses. The other parties who lived across the country had come, and they'd heard all the evidence, and I get to tell them, and I get to tell them why they should rule in my client's favor and give them my kind of final plea. After closing statements, it's just kind of over, and the jury goes back to the deliberation room, which is like the most magical place in the world. I always want to know what's going on in there, but they go away, and we just kind of feel this like sense of relief, but that kind of dread sort of continues as well. And Debbie and I think had a moment, we cried, it's like, okay, well, it's in their hands. So I don't remember now if 1 hour or 7 hours transpired during deliberation, but the jury came back, it ended very well. The jury said, Debbie owns Diva, bring Diva home, and also she got some money. So I'm thinking, this feels great. I go out in the parking lot, I'm kind of like, whew, you know, and a juror comes up to me and says, "Hey, I want to talk to you," and that's allowed. If they want to talk to us, great. He says, "Listen, we're dog town. I would have given you more money." Sometimes in my job now, I do get a little down. It's stressful. It's not oftentimes that there's winning. There's a lot of, you're dealing with people in a difficult situation. But I remember that Mr. Beaver could always be in my jury pool, and it's a small community, and people come around and try to spread kindness and be nice. And also, that if you work hard at something and put a lot of time and energy in, a good outcome can happen. Thank you.